Sabbath News, Thursday, February the 6th, 2014. Young lovers who wed in secret celebrate 60 years of marriage. Bride borrowed a dress from friend at her wedding. A couple of young lovers who met in war-torn London, then married in secret, have just celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. Joan and Mick Simpkins received a card from the Queen to mark their golden wedding anniversary. The pair were lucky enough to survive the war after a bomb blew up Mick's Peckham home when he was just 13, and Kennington girl Joan's playground was regularly flown over by German planes. But despite this adversity, they fell in love, enjoyed a whirlwind romance, and married in their early 20s. However, it wasn't love at first sight. Joan initially became friends with Mick's sister, Sheila, as they travelled by tram together to their jobs. A 15-year-old Joan would catch glimpses of 16-year-old Mick at the tram station, but he completely ignored her until he joined the Royal Navy in 1947 and asked her to write to him while he was abroad. In exchange, he brought her back pairs of hard-to-get nylon tights. Things later became romantic when Joan, working as a wages clerk at a building company called Roberts in Vauxhall, turned 20. On her 21st birthday, Mick took her to the West End for a treat, and the couple spontaneously decided to get engaged. To celebrate, they went to see Disney film Fantasia, which is still their favourite, and one they watched countless times with their two sons, two grandsons, and two great-granddaughters. Joan's mother was dead against her daughter getting married, as her father had left many years before, making her the only wage earner, supporting both her and her younger sister, who was six at the time. But on January the 2nd, 1954, the couple received their special wedding licence and tied the knot without Joan's mum knowing in Vauxhall. Rather than spending her morning being pampered by beauticians, Joan had to go to work, and she wore a dress borrowed from a friend. She said, "I borrowed a dress from someone in the office, I can't remember who. I wore it under a duffel coat that Mick bought me the Christmas before and popped into a shop to buy a hat. I'm not a big hat wearer, but I thought I ought to have one." And instead of a lavish ceremony for 100 guests, the couple had only 5 trusted people in attendance. When her mother found out her daughter had wed, she threw her out of the house. After staying with Mick's sister for a week, Joan went to join him in Scotland, the farthest distance she had ever travelled. She said, "I'd never travelled anywhere before, and I had to go on a big steam train called the Knight Aberdonian. It was quite frightening, but I've never regretted the marriage." Reminiscing about their courtship, Joan said, "We didn't live it up, we just liked to frequent the local pubs. They were much nicer then, real social centres with music, although of course they were smokier. We liked the Fox under the Hill in Denmark Hill and the Station Hotel in Camberwell." Their first son was born in November 1954, followed 2 years later by their second. After living in New York for 7 years, the family moved back to England and settled in Luton before the couple moved again to Haverhill in Cambridge, where they have lived for 17 years. So what's the secret to having a happy marriage? Joan said, "It's about give and take. Although it can be very hard to say sorry, you have to remember that you're not always right. You need to stay friends and remember to always talk." For Valentine's Day, the couple will be enjoying a quiet glass of wine at home and reflecting on their many years together.